The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 12 noon Central Time, where we are on this Tuesday here on the Power Hour. We're on the horn with Justin Porter. And, of course, you can watch this on Rumble if you missed any of this important discussion about your health and how modern medicine treats it versus how you can treat it. Justin, welcome back for this segment. We left off with Yakko Power. We really haven't, I mean, you use this as a sweetener in the gummies, I know that. This is the same stuff, the organic Yakon syrup, right?
Yeah, it's organic, completely cold-pressed Yakon syrup. And Yakon, when you press it cold, actually, is a low glycemic sweetener. It works absolutely. It tastes great. Has the prebiotic fiber in there, so high in inulin, which now helps feed the good bacteria. So you can take it just really, you know, if you like your coffee sweetened, or if you like to put it in tea, or you can put it in the baked goods. It works really, really well. But if it's heated to press it, if you press Yak on and then you use heat to get the syrup out, like I think every other company in the world does with Yak on, then it changes the whole molecular structure and it is no longer low glycemic. So we actually built the only machine out in Peru that exists that can 100% cold press the Yak on, and it concentrates. You've got 30 Yak on or Yak on whatever the actual vegetable itself. 30 of them into kind of one bottle. So it's a 30 to one concentrate. It's incredible stuff.
Well, so this is a syrup, folks, for those of you that don't understand that. And you use it to support a healthy intestinal and for weight loss function because it is a prebiotic. What is FOS?
That is the prebiotic. It's FOS. The OS is the oligosaccharides. And that is the fructooligosaccharides. That is what feeds the good bacteria.
Okay, we didn't really get a chance to cover much about wild raw oregano honey. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, when I see stuff like this, I go, "Well, this should be interesting." I mean, you want to spread it on toast or something? I mean, I always like honey on everything. So
yeah,
this comes from the mountains of the Mediterranean, and so I mean, this is kind of unusual. You don't have oregano bees. I mean, you know, give me the lowdown on this stuff. Now you get my curiosity up.
Yeah, it's we've got a beekeeper out in the Mediterranean who does this for us. And he does it the traditional beekeeping manner where the bees are never fed sugar. And it's the most wonderful tasting honey. It really is. And, you know, there's definitely no oregano taste. So you've got no worry about that. It tastes like really, really good, rich honey. You know, it's the highest quality that can be found. Fairly rare as well. So there aren't many beekeepers out there who offer oregano honey. And we want to be able to study it eventually to see if it does have a broader or as or even close to a same profile as something like Manuka honey.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. What would be the difference between the two of them?
Yeah, we don't think there's much. There's we found it very hard to get it studied the way we'd like to. We're in allergy season right now, and my throat was playing up last night, so I was actually taking the oregano honey. It is, out of all the honeys we do, it is the most medicinal honey without question. Okay. We've worked with people who've got, you know, allergy disorders for one, but also adrenal function that needs some support. The oregano honey works wonders for that. But all the honeys that we offer are 100% from bees that have never been fed sugar. So it is really, you know, quite unique. And I think you can taste the difference personally.
Well, see, that's the thing. When you go to the store, folks, this is the difference between what we carry at the Power Mall and you go to the grocery store, the higher end stores that carry Manuka honey, and you see all these different grades of it. Mm-hmm. And the higher the grade of Manuka honey, the more money they make. you don't only have one product to have to worry about in this particular instance, because we only have one grade of honey, and I think it's better than Manuka. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to point that out.
Yeah,
to save your money.
Manuka honey, they say that in England there is more Manuka honey on the shelves than actually exists in New Zealand. So that means there's a lot of games being played like there are in most industries, but that's something to be aware of.
Yep, not going to buy any more Manuka honey. I'll stick with this stuff. Orega Wild is another thing. It's an ideal sprinkle for fortifying all your foods with wild herbs and spices. This is, you know, I we always like to just have one of these giant grinders with all the spices in it and stuff. But this, of course, doesn't come that way, does it?
No, it comes in a bag.
Can you put it in a grinder?
You could, yeah, you absolutely could. You'd have to fill it yourself. And but again, you can really taste the difference on this. This is the wild mountain oregano. It's the same oregano, the same formula that's in the Oregamax capsules. So it's Oregamax, just not in the capsules. And the product was created because we had an employee who loved opening the Oregamax so much and pouring it on. That somebody said, well, why don't we just put that out there for the public? And that's how that product was born. And it really is. It's so delicious that it's hard to describe.
So the thing is, though, is it comes in powder. It comes in a concentrate. And how big is the bag? It's 8 ounces?
It's a good size. It's a crazy amount of servings that you get in there, because you only need like a small, like quarter teaspoon to sprinkle on, and the flavor is so bound that you know it lasts forever.
So, I mean, you can use this for sour cream, dip, soup, salad, marinades, and stir fry even. So, hey, Orega Wild, put that on your list if you're one of these culinary wizards out there that likes to get creative. Black Seed Plus capsules is another thing for the digestive system that everybody seems to love. It's got brown cumin, rhus coriaria. I've gotten to say that right now. red sour grape. And it becomes supercharged. And, describe where we get our black seed from.
Yeah, again, it's small farmers in the Mediterranean. It is where the first place that black seed ever grew. And it's just, essentially it's produced in a way or harvested in a way that is good for the environment. It protects the plants. So when we turn it into oil, we actually cold press as we pick it. And then if it's the seeds, then we actually pulverize those gently into a powder, and then we bring that in, and then we make the formula in-house. The Black Seed Plus is very well known for the heart health, but the digestive support really is second to none. And, we go on so much about black seed oil, but there is so much scientific data. If anybody's ever unsure, then I would always recommend to go in and actually look at the PubMed studies. You can look at the studies that have been done, especially when it comes to things like cancer. And every one of these studies tells me that we should be investing large amounts of money into these wonderful herbs and spices to see what really we could do with them. Because the signs are that they help with everything. And personal experience has shown me that they absolutely are the way forward.
And see, the thing is for those of you that can't handle taking the black seed oil, because that stuff is potent, and you would prefer it in capsule form, this would be the way to go. People that would take black seed, the thing is, we're talking about so much stuff, and people, I don't want them to get confused. Mm-hmm. Everybody usually, when you put the black seed capsules in the diet, what happens? Why is this a positive to the diet to take as a supplement?
Yeah, well, it depends on what you've got going on. It really does. But the results are always going to come with non-standardized products quicker than anything that has been standardized. And standardization is when they take a key botanical constituent and then they make sure that that is isolated, usually through a chemical solvent of some kind. And then they strip the product of a lot of other things that are absolutely necessary for the product to work as well. But we've seen everything. We've seen people go from 7 medications for diabetes to, one medication or no medication, just by using black seed on its own. Things like the Black Seed Plus, which is the capsule you're talking about. We've had people with severe hypertension, issues with cholesterol. And the black seed's great because that helps with the thyroid. It helps support the heart, the whole cardiovascular system. It does improve blood sugar levels. It helps you feel full longer as well. It's meant to be thermogenic, which is what a lot of people are looking for. But it's going to help support bile flow from the gallbladder and give incredible support for the pancreas and kidneys as well. So, you know, it does go down to if you have a bad diet, then a good way as you change your diet is to include black seed. And that is just going to help support the changes that you're making. And you're going to get the health results fairly quickly.
Yeah, see, that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring that up, folks, because so many people have weight issues. And that's one of the things that's important, because I'm looking at diabetes and what it does and the fact that diabetes could lead to cancerous conditions. Does that make sense? Is that a fair statement, Justin?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's really the beginning of the end with diabetes. But the good news is we can 100% turn it around. And, you know, there's type 1 diabetes that is really an autoimmune disease. I believe it's heavily linked to vaccination.
MMR.
In particular, MMR, yeah. And then type 2 is really a reflection of your lifestyle. And again, you may not have had necessarily the worst lifestyle, but your body has responded a certain way because of certain triggers, or you've had a terrible lifestyle and your body is just caught up with itself. So, you know, we've always got time to make changes. And I think that's the key message, but don't go around blaming other people. Take responsibility for it. Make the changes mm-hmm. that you need to seek out amazing resources like the Power Mall. And I think people are able to then really put pieces of the puzzle together, but never take the mainstream message. I mean, registered dietitians are not to be listened to. You know, they promote health at any size, and, you know, that's just not true. So we've got to be really, really careful with who we listen to, who we take advice from. And once you start getting the results, it gets easier because suddenly you see this light at the end of the tunnel. But I would encourage anybody who has weight challenges to get on the black seed oil.
Right. The Power Mall has asked me to mention, too, speaking of black seed, we have topical products like black seed cream for the skin and also black seed shampoo and conditioner with scalp cleanse oil with black seed, which is kind of neat. I like that idea. So it's one of the reasons why we're having this conversation, folks, because one thing leads to another. O2 Rega. We talked about this is huge. All the wild extracts in it. P73 oregano, spruce, and pine.
It's really a super tonic. That's kind of how you know, this was a Dr. Ingram invention, and when he came up with this, I looked at it and I said to him, "So it's really a super tonic," and he said, "That's exactly what it is." And you know, getting oxygen to the cells is so critical. And you know, when you put the oregano juice in there, and then you mix in these incredible wild medicines, things like pine and spruce. You know, these are linked to longevity. They're linked to better respiratory health, better blood flow. And it just is a product that you only need a little bit as well. I think it's, you know, maybe a tablespoon a day is what we recommend. It's just so unique. There's nothing, you're never going to see another product like it on the market. But great for anybody who is relying on getting that oxygen in through their diet or their supplements.
Right, and it's free of chemicals, solvents, and additives like some of this other garbage that's out on the market, folks. We don't sell garbage here at the Power Mall, which is one of the reasons why, if you want to support anybody, you support the Power Mall, because that's what keeps us on the air. Power Mall and Power Hour are connected, for those of you who don't know that, and that's one of the reasons why we are now on a drop ship situation with North American Urban Spice. You can call right now. Jay and Linda are standing by to take your calls. To order any of these products in North American Urban Spice, they are drop shipped directly to you. Moving on to the blood sugar now. Oregulin, we really didn't cover that as much as I would have liked to the last time. You have it in capsules and oil. What exactly is oregulin? Is it oregano derivative? I mean, what is it?
Yeah, oregano is one of the key ingredients in oregulin. You know, it's a blend of spice oils. And, you know, we've had so many, I guess, case studies of this. A gentleman in our sales team has been at the company about 7 years now. He came in, I always say seven medications because he's one of the people who came in with on seven medications. He was excessively overweight and basically got on the oregulin and the black seed oil and saw his life change in front of his eyes. And to this day, he's not on medication anymore, and he's changed it with the way he lives. And he is our best seller of oregulin because of how well it works. And he always tells me, do make sure that people take it with food, because it really, really does work quickly. So make sure that that is part of it. But anybody who's suffering with, you know, whether it's pre-diabetes or diabetes, then I really recommend trying it with food and kind of reporting back the results. But I think that people will be very, very, very impressed.
I think that, see, this is something that once people get, I'm not going to say hooked on using a particular product. But the thing is, folks, if you don't, if you try something and it's not working, or you might be taking the recommended dosage wrong, you can call North American Urban Spice and ask somebody. You have a helpline, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We have a whole customer service team, you know, and via email that they can always reach me and some of the other people in there who are very well, you know, vested in the products, know what to recommend. But yeah, we've got a whole team of genuinely, I guess, credible people. And I think that's a really important thing now in the industry, where so many of these companies are just popping up. They see a trend, they jump on board, but they don't know really anything about it. And North American have always been very, very credible in that sense.
Well, I know that I've gotten a hold of you when I had a question about something. So, you know, I mean, that's the thing. Folks, you have to give input to some of these partners that are with us, our manufacturers, and the people who, the vendors that we carry their products on the Power Mall. When you call up, know that if we can't answer a question, we can even contact North American Urban Spice for you and then call you back and let you know what we found out. Sometimes the old saying about getting it straight from the horse's mouth, that little cliche, that always works. And that's one of the reasons why we stand by what North American Urban Spice sells and what we carry through the Power Mall. Cinnamol is another one we didn't have a whole lot of time to get to. Cinnamon, I mean, that's my one of my go-tos. I love cinnamon. And you can use it as a whole food, a raw supercritical extract. But this actually, people, they look at cinnamon, they go, I don't know what to use that for. Sprinkle it on food. They like to mix sugar with it. And I'm like, cinnamon, healthy blood sugar. I mean, that's what we're talking about now, is the blood sugar. Where does cinnamol come in? How is this stuff processed to be so effective?
Yeah, we have a whole line of oils that are ready to take internally. So most oils, when they're essential oils, you need to then add a carrier so you can take them internally. A lot of those aren't food grade as well, so you're kind of playing with fire. So we've done the work for the consumer. And every one of these bottles, they're all 1 ounces. It goes from, I think it's the smallest serving size, like 210 servings per bottle, all the way up to 432. So these things last for a long time, but they're so potent. And cinnamol, I mean, it is the supercritical extraction of cinnamon. And so it tastes delicious because it's cinnamon. But cinnamon is also known for immune support. It's, you know, we've used it as a preservation for products. So it's really powerful antimicrobial. And the blood sugar support of cinnamon is famous. I mean, that is, if somebody knows something about cinnamon, they know that it is wonderful to support blood sugar. And cinnamon, again, we do have a powder cinnamon as well. That is, you know, Ceylon cinnamon powder, absolutely delicious. And then we have the drops, which are just very, very, very strong medicinal delivery of cinnamon.
So these are like concentrate, the drops.
Yeah.
So, I mean, need, like, if you're cooking with a recipe, you can actually use it in your recipe, or is heat effective? Because if you're using this to put cinnamon flavor in something that you're going to put in the oven and bake or heat up on the stove, is that going to change the molecular structure? Because we talked about that before.
Yeah, it's. I mean, always you have a powder equation versus a liquid, but you know, we've used all the different oils in our baking. We, you know, you adjust it as you go. But you know, it really, in my opinion, is created to take as a medicinal delivery. You can use it in your cooking. I've certainly added it to kids' oatmeal and other things, but
okay, I get that part. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's certainly designed to be a quick medicinal delivery.
New, interesting. Now, the wild oil of myrtle, we did not get a chance to really cover that. But this is something that has flavonoids and polyphenols in it. Explain what this does.
Yeah, myrtle, again, this is a wild myrtle. And, you know, there are certain plants that, you know, are going to have their day in the sun at some point. And I think myrtle, you know, has been known as a topical aphrodisiac. So it's going to improve blood flow. It's going to improve, you know, it's actually good for your appetite. But it's really celebrated as well. Beyond just is the beautification that it's celebrated for, it's really, really wonderful to support blood sugar. And, you know, if you see all of these things now on the market that help blood sugar, if you're not having success with something, you know, I know a lot of people have tried bitter melon and not had a great result. Some people have great results, don't get me wrong. You know, myrtle has always been this one that nobody's ever heard of. So we've had some wonderful myrtle is in the irregulin as well. But it's just this unique product. I don't know if there is another oil of myrtle on the market. But it's got this nice florally taste, and I think people will be able to get really good benefits from it.
Well, seeing the thing is too, it's supposed to activate the senses, including those required for lovemaking. Making whoopee. All right. You know, this is the thing. It's a powerhouse for the health of the skin and hair as well, folks. So that's where all of this does have a pancreatic response to it, does it not?
It does, yeah. That's really the blood sugar support. And, you know, you've got to remember the pancreas has really got three functions: blood sugar control, stomach emptying, signaling, and then, you know, enzymatic response. So it's such a crucial organ. We don't talk about it anywhere near like we do the liver and the heart. But I think as we see so many people with diabetes today, that the pancreas should be an organ that is focused on heavily.
Now, see, this is something that we don't get into, folks, because, you know, we've had Dr. Mark Richards on the show talking about testosterone and all this other stuff. Well, the one thing that my show notes, when I'm reading through this, I'm like, oh, my gosh, you can actually apply this to your genitalia, women and men, to support skin and mucous membrane health. No, but nobody ever talks about that. It's like one of those unmentionables. And it's like, look, I mean, there are people out there that the older you get, you start having like vaginal dryness and things that don't function. And, you know, I mean, it's just one of those crazy things and nobody's got an answer for it. So this is one of the reasons why, you know, we get into a subject like this. And I just, you know, I'm blown away by stuff like this when you come up with things. And I don't know how to address, you know, when people ask me, well, I heard Dave talking about this. And besides, I mean, is myrtle, is this, you say aphrodisiac, they use this in ancient times?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And it is for topical application. You know, definitely don't make the mistake and pull out your oregano. I'm going to stress that for sure. That would be not the response you're looking for. But myrtle has been used, yeah, since you know, old times. And, you know, we actually used to have a product called the Love Kit. And the oil of myrtle was a big factor in that. I wish they didn't discontinue it. It was before my time, but I've heard about it. But yeah, it is to be applied like that. And, you know, the stories are great from what I've heard.
Interesting. Well, see, we learn something new every day, folks. We didn't have a chance to cover it. So this week we're covering it. Okay. Just so you understand that, you know, if you need a little something extra, I mean, this is a good thing to know. Inflamese is another additional product of interest. This is a special force that you get. I guess there's fruit enzymes in this. Can you explain what's in it? Because we didn't get a chance to really cover this last time.
Yeah, this is a papain and bromelain enzyme product combined with all these super herbs like turmeric and ginger and oregano and rosemary. So you've got, you know, these wonderful anti-inflammatory herbs and spices that have been celebrated. It also has vitamin C in there, which helps the enzymes absorb into the system, and that's going to work against, you know, spike proteins. So bromelain is from pineapples, papain is from papaya, and they're celebrated for being able to dissolve proteins. And the inflammase, when you have inflammation, which, you know, you definitely see in pancreatic cancer and pancreatitis, inflammation is going to be crucial, and turmeric in particular has been used forever for these conditions to bring down that inflammatory response. But then we also have royal jelly in there. And royal jelly has natural plant sterols that will just help support bringing down inflammation. And if you know anything about royal jelly, this is what the queen bee produces. And the queen bee lives 30 times longer than the rest of the hive. And royal jelly has been celebrated for longevity in humans for forever. So really incredible formula. I just don't think anything like this exists. You know, you have companies today, they'll come out with a anti-inflammatory gummy and just chuck turmeric in there with ginger and then they'll call it a day. This is a really well thought out, clever product. And again, you know, it's so necessary, especially today when we're living within all of this toxic environment.
Yeah, that's the thing. And, you know, when we're talking about pancreatic cancer, folks, we talk about what the pancreas produces insulin. That's my understanding. And from all the time I spent in med school, and the thing is when there is an issue with insulin flow and that things have been disrupted in the system, there you have an imbalance. And people who have type 2 diabetes apparently do not produce enough insulin to cause the stomach to empty, which contributes to the weight gain. I mean, am I spelling this all out in simple layman's terms?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's what signals the hormones to do the work. And it's all linked to, you know, the lack of testosterone and, you know, excess estrogen or whatever that imbalance is. It's all linked together. And, you know, if your pancreas isn't functioning, it's not absorbing food, the fat-soluble vitamins in particular aren't being absorbed. So then you're going to be vitamin D deficient, A deficient, E deficient. So, you know, it really goes on. And it's like a steam train. You know, suddenly you can't stop it. And doing the same thing over and over again isn't going to get those results. And that's why the herbs and the spices really tell your body to, it doesn't go in and then do the work. It allows your body to then reset and then do what it's meant to be doing. So it's all messaging. And the pancreas is crucial within those messaging, you know, kind of responses.
Right. Now, the last thing I want to cover is apigenin or apigenin. I don't know. You know how to pronounce it. I don't, but it's got oregano and chamomile in it?
Well, apigenin is a phenolic compound in oregano and in chamomile in particular. And what it does is, you know, when you have cancer cells, cancer also has its enzymes that it releases. And one of those enzymes that it releases is actually to make sure that it doesn't die. So it doesn't have apoptosis. But apigenin that is present in oregano and in chamomile has been shown to actually destroy that enzyme and allow the process of apoptosis, which is death of the cancer cell, to occur. And again, you know, we always really harp on that is such an important thing to be studied and looked at. But the early studies that are out there, and again, we always encourage go and do your own research. We're not making this stuff up. But it really, really is critical that's where the cancer research should be going. Unfortunately, we've got a long way to go and a lot of corruption to work through before we get there.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger problem because, see, the thing is my show notes are telling me that this apigenin promotes apoptosis, inhibits invasion, and induces cell cycle arrest of T24 human bladder cancer cells, as well as the interaction in prostate cancer and this KU70-BAX. Whatever that is. I don't understand the medical terminology here, but you guys have been studying this. Prostate and bladder cancer. That's what this stuff is for. Those of you might want to try that. Call the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. When you order $300 worth of North American Urban Spice products, you get $20 off your order, and you can set this up for auto ship. Justin Porter, we got everything covered. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. Got a lot of questions answered. We'll be back with Hung Cao running for Congress in Virginia after these words. Stay with us.
With only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 33 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, where we are. Welcome back to the Power Hour, this last half hour segment. Actually, a little less than a half an hour segment. We have a captain from the U.S. Navy, Hung Cao. He is a GOP U.S. Senate candidate in Virginia and author of a new book called Call Me an American. Mark Levin said that the impassioned words in this book are reflective of a great patriot whose life journey is a triumph of the human spirit in the face of tremendous adversity. He is a refugee, a United States naval officer on the battlefield. And again, thank you for your service, sir. This should inspire every American to stand up for our great nation and hear the founding ideals. And in face of this insidious ideological agenda that seeks to destroy the American dream, Hung Cao, welcome to the show and thank you for your service.
No, thank you for having me, sir. And again, my service is just a payback to this country that took me in.
Right. Well, it took you in. But explain how you were a refugee in the first place so people understand this. You're different than what's crossing the border right now. Obviously, this is a real serious issue because the Biden administration has terminated more than 350,000 illegal migrant asylum cases since 2022 and basically just, you know, used a different set of protocols and let them all in. I mean, that's got to be a little bit incensing to understand that, you know, they're allowed to get away with stuff like this.
No, you're right, sir. And again, these people seeking asylum, a lot of them are just looking for another job. And that's not what asylum and being a refugee is. So in 1975, my father was the deputy minister for agriculture in South Vietnam. So as a high-ranking South Vietnamese official, he would have been marked for death or sent to re-education camp. So that night, my mom was sewing notes into our clothes, saying, "This is my son. Please take care of him." And the next day, we made our way to the airport, not knowing what the future would hold. In fact, when they got to the airport, my parents had a harsh realization, like, what if the Americans only took in two of our five kids or three of our five kids? Who do we leave behind? Like, who can take care of themselves? How do we even come back to get them? And but by the grace of God, we made it to the United States, and we came over here to the land of opportunity, except that opportunity took us to West Africa because, again, agriculture is not something that's big in this country. And so my dad, the only job he could find was being a contractor for USAID. So we moved to Niger, that's sub-Saharan Africa, and we spent 7 years over there. And I went to French schools, and I spoke Vietnamese at home, but then my parents saw that I didn't speak any English. So at the age of 12, my mom had to make another hard decision, which is take us back to the United States and leave my dad in these countries like Chad, Guinea, Cameroon, Zaire, you know, where it takes a while for you to get running water to go from dark brown to somewhat light. And you still have to filter it, boil it, and put iodine on it before you can drink it. But that's what sacrifice is. And so we came to the United States, and I studied really hard to try to learn English and not speak with a language, an accent, so kids didn't make fun of me in school. And I went to the top high school in the United States, which is a brand new school that just opened up, called Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology. And that school has since been downgraded many times because the left had destroyed the meritocracy-based entrance requirements to something of more equity. I went to the United States Naval Academy, where I earned a bachelor's in engineering. I went to Naval Postgraduate School, where I earned a master's in physics. And I also had fellowships at Harvard and MIT. But you know what? I paid back every dime of that American dream with 25 years of service as Navy Special Operations Officer. I was a Navy deep sea diver that recovered John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife, and his sister-in-law. I recovered aircraft that crashed in the ocean. I was also a bomb technician that defused bombs for our SEAL teams and special forces teams in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Somalia. And so that's kind of me in a nutshell, sir.
Wow, what a history. Folks, I mean, this is some serious stuff. This is some serious sacrifice. You know, when we're talking about meritocracy, you even wrote about that in your book about the assault. And see, we're supposed to just like lower the bar. I mean, that seems to be where this whole thing is headed in this country, is lowering the bar. And this is one of the reasons why they're, do you think this is one of the reasons why they're allowing all these illegals into the country? Because we continue to lower the bar?
Well, it's that they want votes, right? They want to stay in power. And so meritocracy is the antithesis of what they're trying to push, which is this communist, Marxist, socialist, and now they call it equity, platform, right? And equity sounds a lot like equality, but it's not the same. Equity means everybody finishes the same. Equality means everybody starts at the same level. And that's what we want in this country, is equality. I mean, look at me. You know, I'm never going to play in the NBA, right? But that's not how God blessed me. But, you know, you want to do math, and I'm your guy. So this is what it is. You take what God's gifts are in your life, and you make the most of it. And so for me, it was leadership, and I was able to lead our men and women into combat several times, many times actually, more than I can expect. And they're sacrificing it, right? When I deployed in 2003 to invade Iraq, my wife was 8 months pregnant with our first child. And I didn't know if we were going to see it, I would ever meet him, because we were expecting 40% casualties. And so I had to write him letters saying, "Son, you're 10 years old now, it's double digits. Son, you're 16 years old, this is the responsibility of driving a car. You're 18 years old. This is what it means to be a man." But you know what? I knew this country was worth fighting and dying for, because I know what it's like to wake up without a flag to stun or country to call my own. And I was never going to let that happen to my children. And so I was willing to make that sacrifice, because this country is the land of opportunity, and we need to keep fighting for it.
So you are endorsed by Trump. Is that right?
Yes, I was endorsed on Memorial Day weekend. It was amazing, right? So a man who brought peace to the world. I mean, honestly, when I went to the Pentagon in 2016, my job was to balanced the Navy's budget along with 24 other officers. And my portfolio was munitions. And so I was counting every missile, every bomb, every torpedo for an imminent war against North Korea. I don't think the American public realized how close we were. Somehow we went in there and thwarted that whole situation and physically walked into North Korea. And at the end of his presidency, he brought peace in the Middle East through the Abraham Accords. And, you know, we were economically viable. We were energy independent. And now the country's on fire. The world's on fire under Joe Biden. And so having a man who understands what peace is like is amazing to endorse me on Memorial Day when we're remembering all the men and women who sacrificed themselves for this country, you know, including the 11 Marines, the one sailor and one soldier that died under Joe Biden's watch in Afghanistan shortly after I left there in 2021.
Wow. Boy, that must have been heavy duty serving over there and then seeing that and realizing what kind of commander in chief we actually had. So the thing is now, with Trump being in the situation that he's in, your comments about this entire lawfare process that just happened to him.
Yeah, I mean, this is the third world country stuff that I've seen. I've been at 40 countries around the world. I'm telling you right now, if America fails, there's nowhere else for us to run to. And what they're doing is they're doing this lawfare stuff that I've seen in these third world countries. And this is why I'm running for office. This is not my dream. Like, seriously, I never wanted to do this. I wanted to serve in the military. I wanted to be an admiral. But, you know, when I saw mothers handing babies to Marines and watching our country just take such a downward turn, I had to retire. And then I ran for U.S. Congress in the 10th Congressional District in Virginia. That includes Loudoun County, where, again, lawfare, right? They were going after the parents of kids who questioned, why is my kid being taught this CRT stuff? What's this DEI? And they were being attacked by the school boards and the Commonwealth Attorney. And so this is why I'm fighting for us, because I'm not going to let this country turn into what I ran away from.
Well, it's kind of crazy because Virginia's just had an awful lot happen to it, starting with Scott Smith and the fact they threw him down on the floor. You remember seeing all of that, and we covered it. It's kind of sad because this can happen to any parent out there with children in the school system right now. And that's why you're seeing a break into homeschooling and stuff. So as far as the you're being a GOP Senate candidate, when is your primary?
It's 2 weeks from today. It's June 18th. And you can find me on hungforva.com. That's HUNGFORVA.com. And you can learn all about me, because some of your audience may not be able to vote for me, but I can vote for them, right? My vote in the Senate will help them wherever they live in the United States.
Okay, because of the fact you've been in 40 countries, and this is one of the things I'm pointedly going to ask you, because it seems like you have a lot more reach out there and have been with the common man in 40 countries and have seen what's going on and how these people are affected worldwide based on our foreign policy. And I'm going to ask you about that because of where you came from, the fact that you've survived all of this. Your take on foreign policy as a senator, if you were elected, I'm sure that your foreign policy would differ greatly from Joe Biden. But if Trump gets into the back end of the White House and you get into the Senate, foreign policy objectives, what's your take on that?
Look, you know, strength is one of those things that we can wield it around the world. And when America kind of steps away, like we have in the last 4 years, that void is filled by someone else, right? I mean, China, Russia, they've done this. We need to exert ourselves back up. And there's four levers to national power. There's diplomacy, there's information, there's military, and there's economic. It seems like the Biden administration just wants to use military for everything, right? I mean, the military should be the last resort. We need strong diplomacy. And so for someone who speaks three languages fluently, who's been to 40 countries, who better to talk to, you know, people than on this, you know, for foreign relations committee than someone that understands them and has walked their path. And also, I mean, information, you know, we need to wield the levers of intelligence as well as the media to do something other than attack each other in America. We need to really expose what China's really doing in these other countries. They're destroying, you know, Africa. They're destroying the Middle East, because they're just taking away all the rights of these mines, and these countries don't know any better. They give them a palace or something like that. They build it in 2 days, and they give them palace, and then when they default, they take away the airport in Tebe. They take away the port in Manda Bay, Kenya. They can take away the rights of the mines in Afghanistan. And CPEC, the China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, guess what? They don't hire a single Pakistani in there. They build their thing. Even the guy sweeping the floor in those ports and all those factories are Chinese nationals. They're not Pakistani. So what are they doing around the world? And this is why we need people who understand diplomacy, who understand information, and the economic levers of power. And the military should be the very last lever, but we also need a strong military to back us up.
Well, I understand that, and our military is far cry from that these days. Obviously, when we have a transgender admiral out there, I'm having a real hard time. I mean, we actually, it seems like when you have somebody that can't string two sentences together as your commander in chief, I find it really hard to function in the military. I would never go back in. I was getting out of the service at Nam when you were leaving Vietnam. So I'm just kind of like shaking my head going, boy, we cannot be world cop. But at the same time, I understand where you're coming from. You aren't like Lindsey Graham. You're not a warmonger that just wants to go overseas and turn some other country into a nuclear parking lot. Where do you see our conflicts with Russia and China and whatnot? I mean, we're looking at Taiwan possibly being taken over. They're forecasting this year that China's going to try something. Where do you see the United States before the November 5th election as far as our position, as far as whether or not we're actually going to have an election? What's your take on all this, being in the political spectrum?
Well, first of all, I think you said it right. The last person that wants war is someone who's seen war and death. You know, it's a different thing when you're holding the hands of your friends as they're dying on the battlefield, or doing, for me, having to dig through their body parts to look for IED components. It's hard. You know, and that's the last thing I want is for us to enter a war. But if we're going to go to war, then we need to do it, you know, and release all these rules of engagement that's really started under Obama. You know, we need to stop handcuffing our military. Let them go in there. And also, they're not nation builders. You know, the military is a nation destroyer. Let us go in there, do our thing, and then let those young men in skinny jeans and man buns from the State Department go build those nations. It's not our job in the military. But we do need a strong military, because no one's going to pick on the biggest kid in the block, right? No one's going to come up to the biggest guy in the bar and just punch him out of nowhere. And that's the thing. They've seen the weakness of our military just 6 months into the Biden presidency. And that's why everybody else around the world is saying, you know what? It's fair game. Let's go on. You know, let's invade Ukraine. Let's invade Taiwan. Let's go ahead and do all these things, because they know that Joe Biden's not going to stand up against them. And Joe Biden thinks, you know what? No wartime president has ever been not reelected. You know, so he, in his distorted mind, I think he really wants to start a war so he can be a wartime president and say, oh, you got to reelect me. But this is where we need to be smarter than this. And we are. We see what it's like. And the only person that's better off today than they were 4 years ago is an illegal immigrant.
Wow. And so you understand the position right now, and I'm sure you've been asked this when you're out on the campaign trail, about the Middle East and what our position should be or not should be. And we keep sending money over there. Israel, to me, can stand on its own. I don't support a Zionist regime. We've had so many guests on the show that, you know, where do you stand with Israel?
Well, you know what happened October 7th, 2001? No, 2001. We invaded Afghanistan. Do you think anybody could have told us then, hey, take it easy on the Taliban? They didn't mean to take down the Twin Towers. You know, how do you think we would feel if someone came in here, murdered 1,200 people, raped our women and young girls, and threw babies in ovens? I mean, I would go scorched earth. And so part of me just kind of like, you know, I got to hand it to the Israelis for their restraint a little bit. I mean, they waited. But don't forget, Hamas has always used the Palestinians as human shields. That's why they build their headquarters underneath schools and hospitals. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what we need in the Middle East is really a Gulf response force. And that what it is, it's made up of the Gulf countries, the Gulf state nations that want peace, that were part of the Abraham Accord. and let it be a rotational duty where the commander, you know, switches around every year. And then the component forces, maritime component, land component, and air component commanders rotate around. And so each country only dedicates that force for 1 year. And it's a rotational basis, you know, how many countries are in there, rotates around every 5 years or something like that. Like that, the burden's not on one country all the time. It's very similar to what General Jones created with the NATO Response Force, right? And so that's what we need in the Middle East. Let the Gulf state nations police themselves, and let's extricate ourselves out of there. And the way to extricate is to be energy independent, because we shouldn't depend on Persian, Middle East oil. We should depend on American oil that's, you know, that can be procured and I'm sorry, that can be harvested at a cleaner rate than anywhere else in the world.
So you don't buy into all this climate change garbage, I take it.
You know what the biggest proponent for climate change was last year? What caused the highest spike in the climate? It was the forest fires up in Canada, because Justin Trudeau refused to do forestry abatement. And I remember in 22 when I ran for office, and I said, you know, it's funny how all the forest fires stop at the border of California. I was like, it's because California refuses to do forestry abatement. And of course, the left attacks me. Oh, Hung Cao thinks that you can stop forest fires by raking leaves. Like, no, you dummies. Like, it's an entire profession in itself. You know, it's an honorable profession of forestry abatement. If you don't do it, guess what? God's going to do it for you. So it's just ridiculous. And Justin Trudeau refused to do it. And those forest fires went on for months in Canada, which caused the biggest spike in the climate around the world.
Right. And then they point fingers at all of us and say that we're exceeding our carbon footprint as they fly all their jets over to Davos. I mean, you wonder, I know you have a pulse on this, and I appreciate that. And the direction that this country goes, where do we need improvement right now? I mean, where are we failing? You even wrote a chapter on that. Well, is it just our lack of communicating with each other?
Yes, sir. I mean, when both sides are screaming, no one's listening to each other, right? I mean, you and I don't agree on Israel right now. Then we're not screaming at each other. We're just talking. We're having a nice discussion. And that's the thing. It's like we need to be able to sit down and talk. It's just these far right and far left guys screaming so loud, and we're not listening. And I think most of Americans are right in the middle. They're, look, you know, you don't believe in this, you don't believe, that's fine. But the federal government's not there to fix this, right? The federal government's there to provide for a common defense and ensure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. All this other stuff, you have 50 states to choose from. You want crazy stuff? Move to California. I mean, that's the land of fruits and nuts, and you can do whatever you want over there. You know, I mean, let's be honest. There's 50 states for you to choose from. Go to your tribe, or what you do is elect somebody that meets your goals more. But to think that everything's going to be the same the entire United States is crazy. We leave everything to the state. We push everything to the lowest level, because that's where it belongs, in the state, in the city, in the county where you live in. And let's just agree to one thing, that we're all Americans.
Now, Fauci has been testifying before Congress, and he was, and so is Merrick Garland. Fauci basically, I think, lied to Trump, and Fauci should pay. If Trump gets back in office, do you support Fauci going to prison or worse?
So in 22, they used to run these TV ads, and Hung Cao wants to punch Fauci in the face. Right? I said that. What I said is, I think if I can get away with punching two people in the face and get away with it, it would be Zuckerberg and Fauci.
There you go.
That's what they aired. Hung Cao wants to punch Fauci in the face. Well, I guess I have to stand in line right now, because that man, he did so much damage to this country,
oh, yeah.
Right? He admitted that the 6 feet distancing didn't do anything for anything. It's something he pulled out of his keister. And the fact is that, you know, we set back an entire generation of kids who are trying desperately to catch up right now in education. And instead of, you know, pushing them up, we're lowering the bar. And not only that, they destroy businesses around the world. Like, since when does government get to come in and tell you when you can open your store, who you let in, what you check at the door, what they stick in their face or what they stick in their arms. No, they made businesses that lasted generations just go down. And it's just, it's a crime. And I'm sorry, Tony Fauci should pay for this. He caused this. And it's based on just failed science.
Well, and then, you know, as we close out here, because I've got less than a minute left here, and there's our music. You know, you're running, and of course, the election, you have a primary coming up, and I take it you're running against Tim Kaine?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. The website is hung4va.com, and of course, you can get his book, all right? We have it available. When you click on the guest tab, you can get a copy of Call Me an American. It's a very good read. It's quick. And thank you so much, Hung Cao, for appearing on our show. And thank you again for your service.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. There you have it, folks. We're out of time for today. In the meantime, do something nice for somebody today. Stay safe. Be alert. Your surroundings. You know, it's a pretty volatile country out there. God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.